So the Gemara in Krisos and Daf Tes learns out all the laws, or many of the laws, of Geirus, of conversion, from what happened on Mount Sinai, Har Sinai, which we read about yesterday. So where do we learn out what's required for conversion, and how do we learn it out from what happened at Har Sinai, or perhaps a little bit before? So we know, what do we need? So if you're male anyway, one process, you need to get a mila, a circumcision. So where do we see mila? So that already happened when the Jewish people were in Egypt and they're about to eat the Paschal lamb, which we'll be celebrating in about 6 weeks, 7 weeks. That they, before they ate the Karban Pesach, they had to get a mila. So the mila they did, the circumcision they needed to eat the Paschal lamb, that covered for conversion. In fact, a contemporary poskim discussed the contemporary shaila. If someone comes to convert, so let's say someone's a mohel, and they don't know, the person says they're Jewish, they don't know, maybe they are, maybe they're not, maybe their father was Jewish. So they tell you, when you do a mila, you should have a l'shem mitzvah. When you do the mila, don't just do a circumcision, do have it for the sake of the mitzvah, because the halacha is that later on, if this person decides to convert, so you could use the mila you did with l'shem mitzvah, so it could save them a little bit of pain on the tail end of the conversion if they decide to convert. So that's what they say based on this, because the mila they did by the Karban Pesach, and the Jewish people was just to eat the Karban Pesach, so many poskim say one should have in mind when you're doing a mila, you should have in mind l'shem mitzvah. And the second process is tefillah, immersion. You have to go into the mikvah. So where do we see immersion at Mount Sinai? So the Gemara tries hard to find an explicit source in the Talmud, in the Chumash. They come up with different verses, but then they come out to the conclusion that we don't see it directly. We know, what do we see Moshe Rabbeinu doing? Moshe was throwing the blood on the people. He was doing hazah. He was doing it on the altar also. We have a principle, ain tevila, ain hazah below tefillah. We have a principle, anytime there's a principle of sprinkling of the blood, there's always a conversion first. So we learn out from there's always an immersion in the mikveh first. So therefore, we learn out from there that one has to go to the mikveh. So we have meal, we have tefillah. What else do we have? We have to accept the mitzvahs, kabbalas mitzvahs. So that's the famous two words we just read yesterday. Nasa v'nishma, the Jewish people screamed out at Mount Sinai, we will do and we will listen. That's the source that you have to accept the Torah in order to accept the Torah mitzvahs before conversion. And as well, we know there's another process you need is a beis din. You can't do a conversion on your own with no one around. And you say, by the way, I converted. The accepted practice is in front of a beis din. So where do we find a beis din at Mount Sinai? And secondly, they ask, and we know there was a divine presence at Har Sinai. God revealed himself. He was to the Jewish people. So where do we find the divine presence? So they answer both questions with one answer. That we have a pasuk Elokim Nitzav Adas, that God, when a beis din is sitting, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes down, the divine presence comes down to every Jewish court of law. So therefore, we learn now from there that we see that when we have them in front of a beis din, we have the Shechina. The last thing that we have is karbanos, that they had to bring a karban. They brought sacrifices to the final step after they converted. They used to bring a karban. So I guess that takes care of converts today, because we don't have karbanos. So I guess we don't accept converts. So no, we do, because the pasuk says that you accept converts with doro sechem, all generations. And God knew there'd be a time and there wouldn't be a temple. So when there is no temple, it is not a requirement. So therefore, in fact, there was, after the destruction of the second temple, so what happened? Actually, ironically, you would think after the Romans destroying the second temple, you have many people fleeing from Judaism. However, historians and commentators point out you had an influx of Romans converting to Judaism. And we saw it also in Germany after the after the Nazis, because what happened was, when the kids and grandkids start learning, what about these Jewish people that must be the worst people in the world, and then they learn about Judaism, they say, then they end up converting. In fact, we see in our davening, which is the Dan Sheikh and Ezra Gadol, at the same time, they put in about Geiri HaTzedek. Why are they talking about, why do we put converts? Because at that time, when they were instituting davening, there were a lot of sincere converts who joined Judaism. And therefore, so Bizman Hazeh, so we don't have Karbanos, you know, and it's originally, after the temple, they started putting money aside. So therefore, hopefully the base of Mikdash will be built very quickly, and then they'll take the money. However, what happened was the money started getting lost or being used for other matters. Or Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, made one of his famous institutions, he said, no, stop putting the money down because it's causing more harm than good, so that stopped. And as well, to conclude, why are there so many converts, or why are there converts in the world? So there's a famous saying from, there's a famous Ger, famous convert who lived in Vilna. He actually gave up his life. He gave up his life at the end, and also the Mabir writes, he says, because when we said it, so what happened, we said, when he went to the nations, the famous Medrash, when he went, God offered the Torah to all the people of the world, all the nations, Esav couldn't take it, Yishma. And then when he came to the Jews, we said, Nasav and Ishma. So you mean, there was no Gentiles who wanted to accept the Torah? And you think every Jew wanted to accept the Torah? So of course, though, the majority of Jews wanted to accept it, but some really didn't want to, but they went along with the show. And many Gentiles wanted to, so that's what he points out. Those Gentiles who wanted to really accept the Torah, so that's where the converts come from. They come way back to the descendants who originally, when the God offered them the Torah, they personally wanted it. So that's where many of the converts come from. So we have Mila, we have circumcision, immersion, we have Basin, we have acceptance of mitzvahs, and we had a temple, we had the Karbanos. But Bizman Hazeh, we waived the Karbanos and we accept the Geirim without Karbanos. Rabbi Chanina ben Akash Omer Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu Lezakeh Tuzo Ophikim Tor Mitzvah Shenemar Adonai Chafetz Laman Tzidko Yaldiel Torah V'Yadier.